You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services would like to remind you that severe weather can strike at any time. Be prepared and have several ways to check forecasts at home and away, put together an emergency plan and supplies, and know where to go to stay safe during bad weather. Resources to learn how are available at dhs.wisconsin.gov. Once again, severe weather can strike anywhere at any time. Be ready with an emergency plan and supply kit, checking forecasts for warnings and watches, and learning how to stay safe in severe weather. Once again, those resources are available at dhs.wisconsin.gov. This is your reminder about the Park Falls Farmers Market happening tomorrow, July 9th. This happens every Wednesday over at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church on Highway 13 from 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. There you can find locally grown shelling peas, sugar snap peas, lettuce, spinach, radishes, beets, cucumbers, broccoli, zucchini, locally grown shiitake, lion's mane, and pohu oyster mushrooms, wild rose and white clover jelly, plus strawberry rhubarb jam, and that's only a small snippet of what's there. There's also baked goods, locally produced maple syrup and honey, Black Angus beef, freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, and dog biscuits, hanging flowers, houseplants, including succulents, and so much more. Most vendors accept Quest Card, EBT, WIC, and Senior Market coupons, and the Park Falls Farmers Market LLC is a member of the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce, and therefore they do accept Chamber Bucks. This year, they have also partnered with Aspirus to participate in the fruit and vegetable prescription program. They are very grateful for all the community's support, their vendors, and their sponsors. This is your chance to eat healthy, shop local, and meet the people who produce your food. Because all the produce and products sold at the market must be or are grown or processed within Price County or our neighboring counties of Taylor, Sawyer, Ashland, Oneida/Vilas, or Iron. Once again, this is taking place tomorrow, Wednesday, July 9th, and every following Wednesday at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church on Highway 13, from 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. Fish on! Brittany Merlot tells us more about bait rules and why you should drain your boat immediately.
If you're using live bait, Wisconsin fishing regulations say that minnows can only be purchased from a licensed Wisconsin bait dealer. And rules are to never dump unwanted bait in the water.
Our live bait regulations as far as invasive species can absolutely be confusing to people. And so the simplest way to think about it is that you don't want to take fish or water from one water body and put them into another water body because you could be spreading a lot of these species or they're invisible to the eye. And so you could unknowingly spread things by moving the water.
That's Erin McFarlane, a statewide Clean Boats, Clean Waters educator with UWSP. She says that if you have worms that you will not use before they die, don't put them in the water or on the ground.
Earthworms and Wisconsin in general, they're not naturally found here. And so if you just think of your live bait as trash and just can dispose of it in the trash receptacles, that's the best way to handle it. It's also better to keep our landings clean and clear for other people enjoying them.
And before you leave the launch, don't forget to drain.
And by draining the water from live wells and boats and making sure we're not moving fish from one water body to another, we can kind of make sure that we're taking the steps to prevent them from spreading.
Do you know someone who's made an impact in our community? You should nominate them for Flamborama Parade Marshal. The Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce has extended the deadline for nominations to this Friday, July 11th. You can pick up a form directly at the Chamber office or print one from the link found on the Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce's Facebook page, which is just Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce. Once again, nominations for Flamborama Parade Marshal are open until this Friday, July 11th. You can pick up a form at the Chamber office or print one from the link found on the Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce's Facebook page. Saturday, July 12th from 11 to 3, there's a free family swim day at the Park Falls Pool. The first 250 people will be admitted free of charge for an afternoon of swimming fun. Free Freezy Pops will be provided by the Park Falls Country Club while they last. Strong Family / Strong Kids Committee is spearheading this fun and free family event. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, July 12th from 11 to 3 over at the Park Falls Community Pool. Our very own lakes can have very high levels of bacteria, E. coli, and algae blooms that you do not want to swim in. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains where it comes from and how it can make you sick.
The Mayo Clinic says it's a bacteria that usually lives in animals' intestines. And this nasty bug gets into our water after recent rain drains urban sewer water and rural agricultural runoff into our lakes and streams. It's a major problem in Wisconsin, as fertilizer seeps into our water system from farm fields, alongside tons of manure getting washed into our recreational waters, causing major algae blooms to spark. It's called cyanobacteria, or what we call blue-green algae in our freshwater systems. It's the outbreak of smelly and slimy microorganisms that can kill fish and block sunlight from deeper water organisms. And for us humans, it causes nausea, vomiting, and may progress to more serious, long-term health issues like liver failure or cancer. And it can happen for people swimming in it, eating fish from it, or drinking the infected water. So the DNR and other agencies have to monitor hundreds of lakes and beaches for unhealthy levels. And there's actually an interactive map on their website that you can check out ahead of time. Or if you're already there, signs should be posted at those beaches. Higher temperatures and increased sunlight in summer months encourage and increase these algae blooms, and so does standing water. Remember, if the water looks or smells bad, stay out of it and keep kids and pets and livestock away. And follow advice from officials if the harmful algae is in your water. Fountains have been used to fight this in local ponds, and people in the community are using rain barrels to help reduce runoff. Also, using phosphorus-free fertilizers will help. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers clobber the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. The Brewers got their bats going early. 5-0 at the end of the first. They went on to beat the Dodgers 9-1 last night. On the mound, All-Star Freddy Peralta pitched 6 scoreless innings to earn his 5th consecutive victory. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, Freddy was sensational. He attacked with all 3 pitches, and, you know, that's a great lineup. Maybe the best lineup in baseball, and he attacked and proved, you know, to himself and to all of us, like, he can withstand it.
Peralta beat a Dodgers lineup that included Shohei Ohtani, Freddie Freeman, and Mookie Betts.
He's a really good pitcher, frontline starter in our league. And once you get somebody like Freddie pitching downhill, it's going to be pretty good for you.
Basketball, the Bucks confirming deals we told you about last week. Contract extensions for Kevin Porter Jr., Ryan Rollins, signing the Pacers' Miles Turner. They also bought out the contract of the Hornets' Mihailije Mitrović, who's now free to play elsewhere in the NBA or in Europe, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Looking to make a playlist of patriotic songs for your weekend hangs? Look no further, as I did the research so you don't have to. Here are just a few classics from back in the day, as well as modern ditties. A consensus for the best or most searched modern-day patriotic songs seems to be Miley Cyrus's Party in the USA. How about adding another modern-day ear catcher to that list as well with Firework by Katy Perry? And of course, there is Tom Petty's American Girl. If you're like me, you love Ray Charles' version of America the Beautiful. And if people hear it on your list, they just might sing along. And don't forget Life is a Highway by Rascal Flatts to encourage a good old-fashioned summer road trip. Living in America by James Brown is a song that will make you tap your toes, patriotically speaking. And let's not forget one of my personal faves, Take Me Home, Country Roads by the late, great John Denver. Happy listening, party patriotically, and safely, folks. If you were looking for a break from relatives, friends, or people in the neighborhood who drop by unannounced this holiday weekend, why not escape with a film or two that have been considered July 4th classics? Let's start with Jaws, which has to be on the list given it is considered the first summer blockbuster ever and just recently had its 50th anniversary. Another fan favorite is Independence Day, where Will Smith and Jeff Goldblum take on aliens that seemed impossible to defeat, but of course they find a loophole. The film is a total guilty pleasure and great escapism. Back to the Future is another summer classic that came came out in 1985. It's got the always likable Michael J. Fox, Leah Thompson, and of course, Thomas F. Wilson, who never quite achieved biffdom again. And in my research, I was surprised at how much the original Top Gun appeared on the list for 4th of July movies. If you don't feel like going back to the 80s again, check out Top Gun Maverick. Take a break from the heat and fire up the small screen. If you're looking for a political flick that dates back to a time before we were so polarized, you're in luck, if you can be a little patient. Young Washington is a biopic about the father of our country that is currently in development, according to TheWrap.com. Filming supposedly starts this summer, although there is no cast yet attached. So maybe they're just casting the role of cherry trees? Young Washington is expected to hit theaters next July 4th. America is definitely the land of the beautiful and also the land of the trying to sell you stuff constantly. It's going to get worse thanks to megaplex chain AMC, which has announced it will be putting more commercials before movies. This is considered a risky move when it comes to losing patrons, according to Variety, as AMC tries to make up a $4 billion debt by making viewers sit through more pre-film commercials. It's like they're begging people to stay home. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy today with a few showers and storms around and a high in the mid-70s. Evening storms, then mostly clear tonight, cooler lows in the low 50s, and mostly sunny and a high in the mid-70s tomorrow. Dry Thursday, some rain Friday. It's 67 right now.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.